From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, good evening, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The grand court trial of a man accused of murdering and abducting a Cayman Brac toddler continued this week, with jurors hearing recorded interviews from the child's mother. Devon Emmanuel Wright is charged with one count of murder and one count of abduction in connection with the disappearance and death of Alisady Powell. He's denied the charges. On Wednesday, the judge and jury traveled to Cayman Brac, where they visited the apartment where the toddler was last seen alive, as well as the Ironshore coastline, where her body was later discovered. Prosecutors allege that the child was killed and her body was subsequently disposed of at the location where it was found. Prosecutors further allege that the child's mother and another occupant of the home are not implicated in the child's murder, and says their case will show beyond a reasonable doubt that Devon Emmanuel Wright is responsible for the untimely demise of the toddler. During today's proceedings, the court heard two recorded interviews with Alisady's mother. The interviews, known as Achieving Best Evidence Interviews, or ABE, were conducted shortly after the child was found dead. In the recordings, the mother described her actions on the day her daughter went missing and discussed her relationship with the accused. The court heard that the mother and Wright had been in a relationship for approximately 2 months before the incident, and that he had been living with her at the time. The mother is expected to continue giving evidence in person when the trial resumes tomorrow. Cross-examination is expected to follow. The trial continues before the grand court and is expected to last a month. A 32-year-old visitor has been jailed for 18 weeks after admitting to possessing equipment used for fraud. CBC officers arrested 32-year-old Khalid Abdullah at the Owen Roberts International Airport back on the 16th of June after finding suspected card-skimming devices and multiple credit cards hidden in his luggage. He was charged under Section 283A of the Penal Code. In a press statement earlier today, CBC says that a joint investigation with RCIPS demonstrates strong cooperation between the agencies. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, said the conviction sends a clear message that criminals will not find the Cayman Islands an easy target. CBC Director Marlon Bodden praised officers for their vigilance and said the agency will continue working with partners to protect the borders and combat financial crime. In other CBC-related news, officials says public uptick of the new assisted traveler consent form has been smooth. Since the 13th of July, children traveling without a parent or legal guardian have needed the form to travel through Cayman's borders.
We have seen a continuous increase in child safeguarding concerns at the border, and we found it to be our responsibility and a constitutional right for children to be protected. So in doing so, our ministry, as well as our management team at CBC, came up with a program geared towards child safeguarding. And one of the easiest metrics was to develop a form that provided information so we could hold parents accountable.
CBC's Ezron Anderson says the information helps officials confirm travel arrangements and parental consent before deciding whether to grant entry. Stephanie Wright.
The form has four aspects to it. It's asking for the child's information, details such as name, date of birth, passport number, address in their origin country if they're traveling from overseas, or their address locally, as well as their travel details, their arrival date and flight, and if they intend to depart, that information as well. And if they are traveling with someone who is not their parent, we're asking for all of their details, and as well as the information of the person sending the child here and the person who will be collecting the child at the airport.
It's the first week of the initiative. More than 216 forms were collected. You can find the form online at gov.ky/web/CBC. Members of the Royal Air Force Air Transport Wing visited Cayman this week as part of the UK's ongoing defence engagement in the Caribbean. Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen, met with the group captain, hosting a reception for the crew and visiting UK Deputy Defence Attaché. Hazard Management Director Danny Coleman says the visit was a great chance to enhance cooperation in support of emergency preparedness, disaster response and resilience across the islands.
It's a really important opportunity to understand the cross-collaborative nature between obviously UK support for the Cayman Islands and what we can do here how we work together all times to make sure any response we do, be it a natural emergency or a man-made emergency, we can work together. We know each other's capabilities, and again, we're one team.
The aircraft arrived at the Owen Roberts International Airport on Wednesday and left earlier today. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Governor, the Home Affairs Minister, and representatives from the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, gets a crash course in subsea cable repair. Specialist cable repair ship Cable Vigilance is in the port this week ahead of a, quote, maintenance work on Cayman's nearby subsea cables. While touring the ship, the group saw how the Cable Vigilant team lifts cable from the seabed, cuts and repairs damaged sections, then splices and reconnects the tiny cables before resealing and returning them to a protective trench at depth of up to 26,000 feet. A Cayman Islands resident is urging others to take heart health seriously after routine tests at the HSA uncovered an aortic aneurysm. Kim Gardner sought medical help after experiencing palpitations and chest pains and knowing her family history of heart disease. Consultant cardiologist Dr. Brian Narona recommended CT coronary angiography and calcium scoring, which revealed the aneurysm. Ms. Gardner now undergoes regular monitoring and says the checks have given her peace of mind. The HSA says these non-invasive tests are important tools for early detection, especially for people over 40 or those at risk of factors such as diabetes, high cholesterol, or a sedentary lifestyle. National statistics show cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death in the Cayman Islands. Finally, Caribbean Utilities Company is marking its 60th anniversary by helping vulnerable families prepare for the 2026 hurricane season. The company partnered with the Department of Financial Assistance and donated CI $20,000 in grocery and hardware store gift cards. CUC President Richard Hughes says the initiative reflects the company's commitment to community resilience. Meanwhile, Department of Financial Assistance Director Tamara Hurlston thanked CUC for their support, calling the donation, quote, meaningful and timely. Social Development Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin said the contributions will strengthen efforts to help families improve their hurricane readiness. Gift cards will be distributed to families in Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.